Are you one of the many people who watched Old People's Home for 4-year-olds and thought, what a fantastic idea? What if I told you that there has been an initiative that's been organising intergenerational playgroups online for months? Maureen Hatcher is here with me, and she is an intergenerational playgroup facilitator based in Ballarat. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, Ellen?
I'm so very well. And Maureen, I'm so taken by this idea. How did it come about?
Look, we were at Playgroup Victoria, we were already thinking about doing intergenerational playgroups, and of course, because of the success of the ABC program. And we did a lot of research and paperwork and built almost a program for it going face-to-face. And then, of course, COVID hit. So that changed our plans a little bit. And then, of course, we decided let's do something really innovative and try it online. And it's just been so successful.
How would you mark that success? Have you had any moments where you've just thought, this is going great?
Look, I am really fortunate enough to have that moment every week. We've tried a few different reinventions of the intergenerational playgroup, and at the moment we've got two aged care facilities zooming in at the same time. So we have Mercy Place in Ballarat and Darnley in Toorak join us online at the same time with up to 20, 25 families. And I think that's amazing because they are older people that would never normally meet. And this is the great thing about online programs. You can actually bring them together.
You're right. Something that has felt like it's missing in this generation is that connection of the intergenerational family. What do you think is the biggest benefit, or what are some of the benefits to giving kids a chance to spend time with older people?
I think there's lots of benefits for residents, families and the children alike. I think a lot of the families have joined because they are separated from the grandparents in their family and they still want their children to have that interaction with older people. And I also think a lot of families have joined because they feel for the older people in the homes that aren't getting the regular visitors. But, you know, there's just so many benefits. And again, I'm so lucky to see that every week. There's one particular little girl who practices saying goodbye to each of the residents between playgroups. So at home, she walks around saying, you know, goodbye, Lorna, goodbye, Nolene. And then when we're on the screen, she repeats who I say goodbye to at the end. And the residents just love it. And they're blowing kisses and waving and, oh, look, I just have a smile on my face for the rest of the day, as I'm sure many of them do.
Desi, my producer, and I are just beaming from ear to ear. Our cheeks are hurting just imagining it.
I know, and I'm smiling again now. It's really magical.
And what about for the residents? What do they get out of it?
Oh, again, there's so many benefits. I think, you know, socially, emotionally and physically as well, they're creating relationships outside of their home, and it's with people that they would never usually have met. They sing along, they dance, they share stories. I've even introduced Auslan signing. So every week we have a bit of a theme and we will do the Auslan sign for that. And I brought that in because that's becoming more and more seen in the media, I suppose, especially with all our COVID updates and things. And I don't want the residents to miss out. And they really enjoy that. So I just think there's so many benefits. And I just see it all the time. And for them to be able to share their stories with the families, it's just amazing.
What are some other activities that encompass these playgroups?
Well, we had a really special playgroup on Tuesday, so I'm not sure if you're aware, but Molly at Mercy Place turned 100.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Ah, look, so So we decided, because she was feeling very sad that she wasn't going to be able to have visitors, that we would have a special playgroup just for her. So on Tuesday, we learnt the Auslan signs for birthday and party and 100. We sang Happy Birthday with a candle. We sang Happy and You Know It. We had a game of musical statues. We sang When You're Smiling, and we read a story, and we always finish with You Are My Sunshine. So, you know, there's actually quite a lot of activity you can do in that half an hour.
Mm. And have you any plans for getting the kids together with the older people once lockdown lifts?
Oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? So let's hope that that can happen. And the great thing at the moment, I suppose, about bringing a regional and a metro facilities together is that there will be families that will be able to go and visit one particular aged care place, and there will be some that will be able to visit the other. So fingers crossed, and hopefully that won't be too far away.
Yes. And Molly's story is just so wonderful. I can't imagine that in 1921 she might have thought that her 100th birthday would be celebrated online on a computer.
Absolutely. And the great thing was, you know, again, through technology, I was able to word people up, and everyone came dressed up with party hats and balloons. And prior to that, I'd asked the families to send or email birthday cards to her. So, you know, from her end, she had that connection as well. And it was just magical. It was just so special.
Mm. And you mentioned that a lot of the older people have stories that they're sharing as well. Perhaps have you a story that you might share with us from one of the older people?
Yeah, sure. Well, particularly with Grand Final coming up, of course, there was one particular lady who barracks for the Demons, and she's told me that she's been barracking for them since 1954. So she's been talking about that for a few months. So that's been getting more and more exciting each week, as you can imagine.
Yes.
There's another lady who told us a beautiful story about how she left Brisbane when she was 19, and it took 2 days to come to Melbourne on the train. And when she got off the train, she went to her new job at the Royal Women's Hospital, and she stayed there as a midwife for years and years and years. Apparently she holds a record at the hospital even now for staying there the longest. And she's now in Toorak in aged care. So there's really some brilliant stories that come out, and it's just lovely to hear them. In fact, the funny thing with that was there was a parent online who had actually worked at the hospital under that particular resident.
Wow.
I know. It's such a small world.
Yes.
And, you know, she said she really loved this woman when she was mentoring her, and she often thought about her. And all of a sudden she's going, is that her? So, you know, amazing connections can be had.
Phenomenal. And on the topic of amazing connections, how can other families connect with the program?
Oh, look, we'd love lots of families to join in, of course. They can go to our Playgroup Victoria website and get information there. They can also join our Playgroup at Home Facebook page. And on our website, we also have lots of activity sheets about activities to do at home, etc. And you can also book online sessions for all of our special things that we had. We had the Lalas yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and the other week we had the Penguins from Sea Life. So there's a lot of free online sessions available to families, not just intergenerational playgroup, but that's where you'll get all the information from.
That's tremendous. It sounds like you are doing very important work, Maureen.
Oh, look, when you're talking about benefits, I think I get the most benefit out of the whole lot.
Oh, well, you've left us with big grins across our faces. So thank you so much for all of your insights and all your work.
No worries. Stay safe.
You too. That was Maureen Hatcher, an intergenerational playgroup facilitator. And I hope that's inspired you, because I'm certainly feeling inspired. I'll be right back with more inspiration right after this.